You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
FMLFPL, I'm Milan. What's up?
That was a rough one.
I fumbled. Something in my throat.
Yeah. You're just flying so high to this close to the sun that you forget your words. You forget your sensibilities.
I needed an auto sub for my throat right there.
Yeah.
Didn't get lucky enough.
It would have gotten you a lot of points, whoever that auto sub was.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Fucking hell.
How you doing, baby?
Good. Good. I'm looking forward to 2 weeks off, I gotta say. Doesn't feel bad right now. Especially before the fuck fest of December, and just even just seeing the pictures, I'm just like, oh my god, I forget every year. It's just every 3 days, like carnage. Otherwise I'm good. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, good. I'm not looking forward to the international break. I don't know. You always do, and I never do. Because I like fucking when the games are on the weekend.
I know. I mean, obviously,
clearly
I
don't give a shit. So
obviously, I like it, but
you also obviously don't like it.
I know. I love it
because it happens. Otherwise, we say goodbye, and no one hears from you for actually 2 weeks.
I just can use a few breaks now and then.
Oh my god, you are FIFA.
I think it's reasonable.
You're
FIFA. I'm setting the fixtures. I made the
you want more international
league
breaks.
That I forget the name of that the country is playing. Nations League. Let's go.
You're the Nations League commissioner.
I'm the Nations League guy.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Today disgusting. I am Nations League.
Yeah. Oh my god. So yeah, I mean, we have a lot to talk about. I think there are a lot of talking points from the games this weekend, but you know, we'll try to put it down today and then leave it for a little while.
Yeah, we're going to do our normal thing that we try to do, which is pod today. Take a couple weeks off. We'll be back on the next Thursday before Game Week 13 for a Patreon episode, then that Friday for a live stream, and then Game Week 13 is upon us. So yeah, we won't do a normal pod next week.
Yeah, I got the Anfield Wrap on Friday to look forward to.
Oh my god, IRL Anfield Wrap. You want to see Walsh in person? He'll
touch
be there.
Neil. I'm going to touch Neil.
Yeah, you're going to say that, like, you know, you're going to say something to him, right?
I'm not doing any of that shit. I'm chilling in the background.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, dog. That's not my style.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just going to be chilling anonymously. Wearing my FMLFPL sweatshirt and my FMLFPL hat and my I'll bring my coaster
and
box
holding a sign that
and
says
just
Neil,
give them away.
Touch my dick.
Yeah. No.
Let's look at Team Walsh here.
If anyone does happen to go, and you know, I'm going to be solo missioning that, so come say hi. I'll be happy to chat if you.
Beers happily accepted. I feel like maybe.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm driving. So.
Oh yeah, you're truly. So
I can only have like 5 or 6.
Well, let's look at Team Faith and Nergis in here. What went down here? We both took hits.
Oh God. Do we have to do this?
Dude, it's a mess. Everyone was like, you got to do your teams after we didn't do it for one team.
This dumbass cunt manager. So stupid.
Team Walsh.
Terrible.
Captain Holland, which was a wash. Mo and Holland, exact same points. That's the first time in human history that someone hauls fucking ass that most people captain, and then you're sitting on the captain later in the day and they actually also haul fucking ass. It never works out that way.
No, it's not often that that happens. So, yeah. So, yeah, 73 points after the hit. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is my season. Every week, I just don't go anywhere and I suck. So, here I am.
Yeah, I mean, you got your trips finally. So, that hauled. That was great. Huge.
Genius move by me, as usual.
Josh B with the what really good pick will Walsh break next? I guess we'll get there later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't just him. I mean, Bumo also had like 48 chances and he's just fucking shitting his entire asshole is impacting. It's what are you doing?
You still got Bumo for away Liverpool, home Arsenal.
Like, no, but I mean, even still, you just watch the game is like, if I don't own him, he's getting double return in that game.
Nah.
Dude, it was like his best game in so long. He was fucking unclean. I don't know. I mean, he put up like over 1 XGI, whatever the fuck. Like, that's insane to blank on that. Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably, yeah, definitely.
I think he just had the one big chance. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, you can remember that. And I'm looking at the numbers here and it's over 1. So
I'm looking on FTRF. It's 0.5 XG, 0.2 XA.
All right, relax on XA. It's a noisy stat. But
XGI is just XG plus XA. That's what it means.
Yeah, but the XA is different. Different places speak to different XAs.
What do they put on here? Yeah, they put point. Give me a break.
Saka assists. Give me a break.
But you know what's one good thing about your captain Holland Hall is maybe people will stop asking us questions about transferring Holland out for a while.
Probably not.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Yeah, probably not.
How many hauls until they stop asking us? Don't know. We're gonna test that. Look at this fucking team. Holy shit. Flying.
Oh my God.
Flying. 83 points after my hit. Pre-auto subs. Big fat red arrow down to 316K. Post-auto subs. Big green arrow up to 105K.
Bam.
That's how you do it.
21 points in from the bench for the two people you bring
in. Unheard of. In my long time of playing this game, have never had a game week like this where I bring in two guys who aren't even in the fucking squad. That's unbelievable to do. Like, that's hard to do. And then B, I'd get two auto subs and they both return is just fucking insane.
So. I'm really upset that you have Palmer because I was really starting to enjoy rooting against him as like a nemesis bane of life.
I think
life.
He still should.
It's just unbelievable, this guy.
Obviously
I still will. I fucking hate him. I used to love him and now I just hate him.
He's such an anomaly because he keeps actually doing good stuff IRL in open play and getting no returns.
Yeah,
no goals, no assists in open play, no matter how big the chances, no matter what he does, no matter how many chances he creates, and then he just gets a pen.
Well, his shots are not from good places, usually.
Like, yeah, it's mostly creative stuff that he does.
Yeah, but even then, it's like, who are you passing to? This is like the Eze argument. You're passing to fucking N. Jackson, like nobody. You're passing to nobody.
Yeah, Raz, so it's Jackson, not a good Gallagher. Place to be. But
4 pens in 5 games is a fucking absurd. It's so tilting. It's so tilting.
It's called form.
It's just unreal. No,
it's the dumbest thing ever. Obviously, you know, some people it's
fucking
got
unreal
all those points and they're so lucky and it's pens are the worst, but you know, I don't know what to say.
It's just when they're balanced out over a flat like 38 game weeks, but to get so many in such a tight window is so annoying because we know why. everyone.
Well, right. Why. It's also like right in the window when he started becoming a pick. But like, if this happened exact same 5-10 run 4 weeks from now, still pretty much no one would be on him and he'd be on everyone's bench and no one would get these points. But it's like right as he kind of emerged as a pick by getting an assist and then getting a pen assist in the next game, people were like, oh shit, Palmer. And then it just pen, blank, pen, pen.
Well, it's partially absurd. That, but it's also that it feels like people are, he's coming off people's benches.
Well,
like these are tough fixtures. Yeah. Arsenal, Spurs, and City. Yeah. He gets a pen in the all three of those.
I mean, dude, like, the fraudulent and the baldness of managers in the Premier League just keeps growing in size. It's just I transferred two players who neither were even mentioned in their press conferences.
They're both out of the squad. Yeah, you're
not even like
to the bank.
Rested. They're just injured, out of squad, cannot even participate for 30 minutes. Like,
I mean, if you listened to me and got Saliba instead of White, it would have been a -7.
What did Saliba get? 9?
Yeah, 8, 7, 9, 8 whatever. Or like,
if that you got is the right so pick, ridiculous.
You're fucking scamming your way to the bank, dude. It's your season. It's your season.
Yeah, I mean, having good picks on the bench is good, but getting this lucky is also luck. I mean, it's really both.
Good. Yeah, it's good.
Jesus, what a crazy week. Yeah, 100K. I'm looking good. And I keep getting away with like other shit.
Murder. And you got wild cards still to come in the next month.
I still have wild card, but like I think like I was saying all week, like if I had Ollie, I think he's probably my favorite cap, but I don't own him. Like, he could have triple returned.
Well, you say that.
Sometimes he does. He's done it this season. He's quintuple returns, but sometimes he's Ollie, you know? So, but like,
he's
what I'm trying
Ollie.
To say is I got away with home Luton at NFL, home Fulham from Ollie, and he scored one goal.
That's classic.
Home Luton, they scored three. It's just like, oh my God.
I mean, he misses a enormous chance every single game.
His miss this week was more funny than normal misses, though. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, of course.
He literally swung his head and full body at the ball and just whiffed.
Yeah, that he did it like that's like a Neil Mappe special.
That was incredible.
Yeah, he's special. He's a special guy.
Special player. Right,
what else we got going here?
Mug League leaders for November. 1 game week left. Brian Sutton, aka Mount Rushmore, tied for second place. London Schultz, aka and Odegaard and Angels, and Chris Benson, aka Sobo Heaven. And in third place, SJ, aka Kai Mia Rivert. Shout out to the public league leader, Mark Sinclair, aka Sinky FC. Good job by everyone there. Where should we start?
I wanted to start with the first game of the weekend. Spurs, I think, Sun. Is the most...
Spurs/Sun.
Yeah.
That's the big
one. So, what are we looking at here? What are you seeing here? Not going to work here anymore or what?
Well, I think...
Could a team function worse?
I know. They really played like shit. When was their goal? I feel like it was like first
it was immediately.
10 minutes of the game or something. And then
it was
there
the
were
first
fucking,
and last chance I created.
Yeah, it was the third minute. It was the third minute. Yeah, and they just did absolute fuck all after that point. And they barely even had shots. Their next shot after that third minute was 51st minute, and it was Beavis. They had nothing. They had absolutely nothing. What?
That was their next shot attempt?
Attempt.
Oh my God.
And they had no chance above 0.12 XG, which was Sun's blocked shot on the counter in the 88th minute. Like, they just did fucking nothing. And I don't think it was a decision. I don't think this was like one of those game state. Oh, they went up and, you know, like sat in deep blocks and just defended. They just sucked. They just couldn't move the ball. They couldn't function. Yeah.
They tried to do what they have been doing this whole season and they couldn't do it at all.
Have a crack, mate, you know? And
I mean, that's what happened in this game. Yeah. I mean, they could not play.
Wolves are just, I mean, like, obviously to score two goals in the last 6 minutes or whatever is insane, but like, they had multiple other chances to score. They had like really good counters. They were kind of carving through them. And yeah, it's definitely a concern. I mean, it's definitely a concern. I was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whenever we did that pod, we were talking a lot about like captaincy. And I was thinking like Spurs home Villa in 13. That's my captain. Like Arsenal's away, Brentford, City and Liverpool play each other. And now I'm just like, is it even remotely viable? Probably not. No,
absolutely not. I think the answer is absolutely not. I mean, you watch this game, and especially Son in particular, he was doing midfield stuff, you know, that we haven't seen him do since, I mean, all year, really. I mean, how much he was dropping in, and he was trying to kind of just be someone who, and his passing was really poor, I thought, in general in the game as well. But yeah, I mean, this is just a team that can't play. And I think Son's a sell. I don't think he's a hold. I think he's just strictly a sell. You know, looking at their fixtures to come. I mean, they can't get him the ball. How is he going to score points if they can't get him the ball? The best chance that he can get, he has it touching the ball is if he drops into fucking literal at the halfway line.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're looking at, you know, without Madison, it is a house of cards. I mean, I don't know if Lo Celso might be the answer.
Yeah, like, if he plays, could add a lot potentially.
If he plays both of them, but Sarr completely lost, basically didn't play. You know, Johnson completely ineffectual. You know, he's when Johnson has to come into midfield and link, it's a mess. He can't do that at all. All he could do is pick the ball up, drive, carry, and run in a straight line or shoot. You know, basically. Yeah. But when he's in the middle third, he's just offering very little. Kulusevski checks, passes it backwards. I mean, there's just Højbjerg was a 0 out of 10. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen him play. He's just trying to, he can't do any of the things that he's being asked to do. You know, it's just problematic. I mean, you add all this up and you get what we saw, right? I mean, it's just a team completely bereft of ability to move the ball forward, make more than four passes. I mean, Basuma's like doing his best, but you know, there's just no technical ability here. It's donkeys. It's just a bunch of donkeys work, and they just lose the ball. It's the sixth pass or the ninth pass or the 12th pass. They're slow. It's such a mess. So yeah, I mean, I think Son is strictly a sell. I mean, they have no reinforcements coming. I don't know why they would be better soon. I don't really get that.
Well, Udogs
suspended. But what does that even do? You know, I mean,
it just adds a dribbler, a passer, you know, just some more buildup instead of out of position on the wrong side, you know?
Udogs also is just not creative. Like, he's not doing creative
but
stuff.
I'm just talking about moving the ball, right? I mean,
yeah.
Udogs,
where you go, like,
and then maybe Bentancur, maybe Lo Celso. That's like the bull case. And you know, that was Phoenix's question. Mike's question was basically like, should we be worried? Should we sell? I'm still a hold for Villa. And part of that is because of Villa stylistically. You know, they catch more players offsides than anyone in the league by like three times. But they also concede a goal or two every fucking game in their existence. They're also bad on the road. It's just a perfect Son game. And
dude,
if there's
Wolves were there down 1-0 running after the game and they couldn't break on them. Like it was that was there for them to like look at this. Like go there. All of Wolves players are forging forward constantly and they couldn't get out of their half.
I still think it's a hold, but pretty much just for one game week because then, it's away City, home West Ham, which is good, home Newcastle, at NFO, home Everton, at Brighton. It's just fucking tricky and bad. But I think the other thing is that, like, you know, this game came like 5 days after a double red card, double injury massacre against Chelsea, and they had no prep time to just run out a lineup that of guys who have never played before out of position.
But dude, this is the team. This is who their players are available.
I know, but they
can use
some training.
Before the game started, when we saw the 11, this is fucked. This will not work. And it didn't work.
Yeah, but now they get to train together a bit. I think that we'll see a bit of an improvement home against Villa, which is a really easy game plan, I think. So hold 1 week, but
yeah.
And the fixtures for other teams, which is Voldy's point, the fixtures for other teams this week are also so bad. Like, who are you targeting? All the good teams have a bad fixture this week. City's home Liverpool. Newcastle's home Chelsea. Arsenal's away Brentford. Brighton's away NFO. You know, Spurs home Villa. That's a big one. You know, there's no one else. There's Bowen, I guess, right? Like, that's like the one.
Definitely Bowen. But I mean, that's separate from the point, like who to target or who to get is, you know, who. But I think just strictly looking at Sun in a vacuum of like, what is this asset? I think it's just a sell.
Yeah. I mean, and really bad.
Yeah. Like, sure, the timing, Villa at home, the landscape of the game right now, who's going to be fine. Yeah. You know, yeah, no,
it's
there's
two
no
different
obvious,
conversations, sort of.
Yeah. Other than Bowen, there is no obvious replacement. So it's like, definitely click that button. But it's just, it's really hard for me to imagine them getting better.
It couldn't have been a worse start, for sure. I mean, Son had zero touches in the box. He had one shot, and it was blocked from like 25 yards. It was bad. It was fucking bad. They should be concerned. I'm definitely concerned as a Son owner.
Poro also, I can't handle him at all. Like, he fucks my head so hard watching him play. I can't stand cannot stand him. I can't stand him. It's just
He's been on your kill list since that Palace goal. But like,
no, but before that too, it's just he's just such a disaster. He's such a luxury player. He's just a disaster. Like, he's a disaster. I can't stand him.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title running and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
Yeah. So Spurs are definitely trending downwards big time. I mean, there's nothing else to really talk about because no one owns any of their other players and no one should.
Yeah.
So it's like Son or not Son. My vote is keep him for, one more week, reevaluate. I probably will too.
I mean, it's not like it's not like I have 2 frees or anything where I have all this fucking good. I mean, I might not. This is because the thing what that was reminding me of when I was thinking more about Son is like we were talking before Matta was confirmed out on the My Life or whatever about.
Yeah,
this is what we think is going to happen.
Yeah,
and then
it's exactly what happened.
This is like I don't think they're going to improve. I think that they're going to barely score a goal a game, and he's 9x on pens, which we think we know. Meanwhile, there are 5 million players on pens that get one every game.
Yep.
And it's just like, what are we doing with this guy?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like when the teams are going good, having an out-of-position striker is a fucking hard-on, right? It's like the best thing in the game is like, oh my god, this mid is playing striker, best thing ever. Now, it's a disaster. I mean, he just can't get the ball, can't get in the game, can't get shots, can't get touches in the box, like, and it's just like, oh shit, like, I wish he was playing left wing at this point. He would have got the Brennan goal and then waste someone else's time. It, like, as a Gordon owner, it reminds me of, like, almost that, like, when the lineup came out, everyone in Discord's like, oh shit, like Gordon center forward, like great. And I'm just sitting there like, is that even good? Like Gordon standing in the middle of 2 center backs, it seems really bad.
He doesn't know what to do.
He can't hold up. He doesn't know how to get the ball. He doesn't make striker runs. I'm like, it's bad, actually. I mean, there's not much else to say. And then great win for Wolves. Gary O'Neill, man. He's fucking legit. Gary O'Neill.
Yeah, I still don't really know what to make of him. I mean,
I think he's doing a good job.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm really reluctant to like give him praise. I feel like they've been largely fine this year. I mean, they beat City, which was, you know, a result. I mean, he's figured out how to do shit at Molineux, you know, basically, yep. Which is like they always kind of have been able to do. And he started off really rocky. But, you know, he does have, you know, a handful of good players in his squad. I still just don't feel like he sets them up correctly. I feel like he doesn't pick...
Which I think is a really good reflection of him. You know what I mean? I mean, there was a world where Lopetegui came in and they're just triple-decker bus every game, nightmare, worst team to watch in the league, barely scraping draws, and we're there in fucking 15th, and we're like, they could go down. I don't know. They have nothing.
I mean, let's be honest here, though. They were sitting on 4 points after drawing Luton after game week 6. So, you know, he's turned it around lately.
Yeah.
He also found some cohesion
5 days before the season started.
Sure. So maybe he's been, you know, whatever. I'm sure.
And like an Onana pen away from, you know, another point there. You know, they've just had weird shit, weird games.
Sure. But, you know, ultimately, when you look at this team, you know, granted Neto's hurt right now. I mean, they have more than one, you know, $30 million players in this team. Yeah. Like they have like 7 of them. So they should be better than 19th or 18th, right? I mean, that's the fact of the matter based on the squad. I mean, I still feel like they should be doing better. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of their really clearly good squad members are just not there anymore. And a lot of their guys who are like maybe valued at a lot of money or they paid a lot of money for are like other teams are like, is that good? Like, is Cunha worth the money? Like, is...
Well, like Cunha, I think, is a good example. Like, what the fuck does he do? Like, I've watched a lot of their games, and all I feel like I watch him is like, you're fucking everything up. Like, all he does is fuck shit up. Yeah. And the giraffe guy can't get a look in. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I know they what the spent fuck is that? Money on some of these guys because Mendez just fucks this team up the ass every day, all day. But, like, who's actually worth the money on this team? It's like Neto and Kilman.
Well, I think there's a player in Cunha, like he shows some good attributes, but he's just not put in the position. Like he's asked to do like more than he can, or he needs to be playing off somewhere. I don't know, but I think there's a lot of that in the squad. I mean, dude, this Belgrade guy taking corners, did you fucking see those corner kicks he was taking? How do you watch this player and keep... I could have taken better corner kicks. I mean, it was fucking crazy.
I want to see proof of that.
The corner kicks he was taking was insane. And you're just like, how is this the thing that's happening? It's stuff like that just does my head in.
Yeah. I think the squad is worse than you think.
I mean, Tommy Doyle
6969.
He doesn't play. Dude, he scored like fucking 20 goals and assists last year and fucking flamped, didn't he? He's lighting the world on fire.
I don't know what Tommy Doyle's doing.
I think he was on Burnley and he was fucking sick.
Oh, like, he was. Yeah, right.
And he can't get in over some of these. I don't know. It's just, I don't know why we're talking about Wolves. This is a huge digression.
Probably because they beat Spurs and deserved it.
Deserved it.
No,
deserved
he played for Sheffield. He got 3 goals, 4 assists last season.
Monster.
It's similar to 20, but it's not quite.
It's not quite 20. I'm thinking of McAtee. Am I thinking of all the white anonymous, slightly short City midfielders just blend together to me that they loan out.
Yep, I agree with that. Palmer being the best of all of them. We could talk about Newcastle too. I mean.
Oh, God.
Jitterbug said, is it too reactionary to move off of my Newcastle picks or are actually smart? Their thin squad looks to be showing. Is something like Gordon to Palmer or Eze actually ahead of the curve? Pete, is it worth switching off Gordon to Palmer as you did with P? Obviously, you just double moved in Trips and Lascelles. Overreaction? I mean, I think so.
Well, I mean, I think we need to talk about the very... troubling trend with them is that they have been so bad away. I mean, literally all season. I mean, their away results and performances all year have been abject. So, you know, we know that St. James, since they've gotten the green and white national team kits in, has been loud and very raucous and a very difficult cauldron-y type place to go. And their results have shown that. I mean, they're just destroying everyone to nil. in cruise control at home, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a way, I mean, they're just shipping two every game. You know, they just ship two to bad teams every game and barely get a result, barely can find a point. So, you know, I don't know what he does the same thing home and away. You know, it's still the same fucking dull 4-3-3. You know, everyone does the same job, basically. And, you know, we saw, you know, Bruno G, big miss against Bournemouth or whatever, this and that. But I don't think the thinness of the squad, again, you know, I still maintain what we talked about last time, where this, the third version is not far that far away from the first version. Look, okay, you miss Bruno G and Callum. Like, okay, that's different. But, yeah, I mean, that's not going to be the next game. Bruno's back. Maybe Callum will be back in 2 weeks. We won't know until we see the team sheet, obviously, with Edward managing there.
That fucking rando started instead of Bruno G. It's like, yeah, obviously that's a significant downgrade.
But over, and you know, Almiron got hurt during the game and they can't get a foothold. Yeah. Like, fine. You know, Hall, you know, also, you know, played a half. That was clearly an error. Probably played Livermento to begin, but maybe that was a minutes thing. Ultimately, I still just feel like this 11 that they're going to put out next game week is basically just as good as it would be if it was game week one and the entire squad is available.
That's how I feel. Because also, like you mentioned, like Eddie's just such a notorious liar. We don't really know the status of some of the guys, but it seems like Isak, Miggy, Barnes even are close. Like Bruno G's back from suspension. Botman, we have no idea. You know, like guys could just start coming back and then their team is just normal. And then I expect them to just perform well like they have been basically all season, except for, you know,
Or they don't come back and they've, again, like basically Bruno been G's losing or drawing every away game. And we need to just maybe look at that more closely, that a good on paper team that they're playing away is it's not a good fixture. So like, I think obviously trips is proof of anything, but you know, if you're going to try and drop Lascelles in or do some little diddles like that when they're away, you know, maybe you want to see if you can try and, you know, hide them, but they have home Chelsea, home Man United, the next two, they could clean both of those. Wouldn't be surprised.
They
at
could
all.
Clean, I mean, and win. They'll be heavy favorites in both of those. Yeah,
I don't think they'll be heavy favorites against Chelsea, but they'll be slightly favored. They'll be heavily favored. That's a joke of a game and a joke of a fixture. They'll be heavily fixtured in that game. But you know, I mean, these are the kind of things we keep seeing this season. Them playing at home they just kill them dead. They score. They win. You know, it's just they're easy clean sheet to nil games. So. Yeah. I think that's sort of how I see them right now. You know, really not also dramatically different.
I don't have this fleshed out, but there's something too. Like the home away splits, I feel like this season are like bigger than I can remember in previous seasons. Like,
yeah, they have been.
Just if you just look at Newcastle, Liverpool, and Villa,
these
teams just win like basically 3-0 every 3+ goals and win every home game. And away, they've been, all three of them been like, well, not Liverpool's not really losing much, but drawing, Villa and Newcastle losing or drawing. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird, right? I mean, it seems extreme.
Yeah, I agree. The extreme, it does feel extreme. It's just one of those, I guess, so far. You know, you can't really find an explanation. I mean, there should be a split, but it shouldn't be this extreme.
Right, basically. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Villa's 23 goals scored at home, 6 scored away, 5 conceded at home, 12 conceded away. Liverpool's 17 scored, 2 conceded at home, 10 scored, 8 conceded away. And Newcastle's 14 scored, 3 conceded versus 13 scored and 10 conceded. And one of them, I think that's just boosted by the Chef U one, maybe. Or was that a home? I don't remember.
No, that was away. That was away.
So that just like completely...
If you remove that one, it's even worse.
Yeah, without that one, it's ridiculous.
It's horrendous.
It's a negative goal difference without that one. It's a negative 5 goal difference without that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're playing like a top 4 team at home and a bottom 5 team away, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Still good. Yeah. I still back them. Yeah. I think another common big talking point is just looking ahead 2 weeks from now at captain. Like I said before, I mean, it's just a tricky week. A lot of tricky fixtures, weird fixtures, hard to predict matches. But Ray had maybe the most poignant of all the questions. He said, have we just settled into a meta of only capping Mo or Erlang? Going off of one of the big two seems not worth the risk.
Not with you on that one.
Yeah, Phoenix said, who's the captain pick next week with City versus Liverpool? Mike, has a City-Chelsea match made us think any differently about the Liverpool-City match? And then Sun with the Bowen cap shout.
Bowen's the best cap this week.
What?
Bowen's the best cap this week for sure.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
I think it's probably Haaland for me. Yeah.
No, I'm not on that one.
Yeah.
Burnley, they can't not ship
Burnley are the biggest joke in the team. In the league, maybe.
I mean, they don't know how to play and not ship 4 goals. Yeah. And that's it. You know, that's it for me. And City and Liverpool, we've seen them play mad games before. We've also seen them not play games very often before, where it's, you know, neither of us want to lose and we will do nothing.
Yeah.
And it will maybe be 1-0, 0-0, or 1-1. And that's the game.
Like, trying to remember all their matchups in the last 5 years, it's just fucking impossible. I feel like more often than not, there's a lot of goals.
Yeah. It's again, you know, when we're looking, obviously, West Ham, Bowen, it's like punt, fine.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at a game, I mean, this is just how I approach the FPL. Yeah. Is like, if I have literally no idea what could happen, and I'm like, oh yeah, 0-0, I would never be surprised in a million years if the City Liverpool early kickoff game after the international break, when their entire 11s were gone. Both of their first team 11s are all, every 100%. Single one of them's gone. Pretty much every single, right? That it's going to be a drab, dull affair. Yeah, definitely.
Very possible. Very possible.
Versus like, oh no, they both are just like, fuck it. Just go run around, do whatever the fuck. And it's 3-4. I was like, okay, yeah, that could happen too. You know, I don't like that. You know, I mean, I want to stay away from that as much as possible, as much as I can. And I don't see a universe where West Ham don't score 3 or more in this game. I just cannot imagine that.
I see that universe.
I don't. I just don't.
Burnley are fucking horrific, but they haven't gotten pummeled in every game, just most of the games. And West Ham are just like, fine. Like that. It just feels more risky to me just because I'm betting on West Ham to like perform well and score goals, or perform decently well and score goals.
It's just the way the game will go. I mean, West Ham are a mad team. They're to good predict at countering. Generally, but
they're good at countering.
And all Burnley are going to do is just try to possess and knock high it around and play high. It's like, this is a dream scenario.
I know that you said it's like good and fun. They're for companies a fucking moron. What are they doing?
How
can you support this team?
That's separate. That's a separate. Okay, sorry. I'm not going to get drawn into that.
Getting carried away.
Not going to get drawn into that. But ultimately, like, this is just, and you know, they could score 3 and Bowen doesn't get anything. I mean, I don't think that's very common, or like that's not expected, because he is so central to all the things they do. But I mean, I think Bowen also is still sort of not, like, I feel like the FPL community still hasn't really opened their eyes to see, like, he has 8 goals, open play goals in 12 games.
Yeah, no, he's been on ridiculous fire.
Open play goals in 12 games. He plays 90 every game, and he's the best player on the team. I think he should be viewed at like a 10 million pick or whatever, like a 9-5. Like, he's like he's playing like a premium asset, and he looks like one.
He's definitely returning like one, but then you watch the highlight of like his NFO goal, and I'm like, where's Bowen? I'm like, how did he even get ahead on that? His only shot in the game is a fucking corner header. And I'm like, what the fuck?
The thing with him too, though, that happens a lot is, and it's more also a function of West Ham being West Ham, but there's so many times where he's like the back post runner that doesn't get found, or he's the guy like ghosting right behind, and then the guy snatches it in front of him. Like, he's just always in and around. He's always there or thereabouts. And you know, I feel pretty strongly about that one.
Yeah, he's like the type of you, if we still did the scouting shit, if you watch just like all of his run, like crosses towards him that don't get completed. Yeah, it is exactly that, right? It's like Paqueta or, you know, someone on the left just
instead of passing him a tap and they shoot from outside the box. Like I've seen that 50
times. Or they
curl
one to him back post and the keeper just like easily catches it. But like they're looking for him to, for big chances. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think Bowen is definitely a shout.
Because this is the same thing, I think, to what we were talking. I mean, I don't know how you, we didn't talk about how you ended up on mocap. And, you know, I stuck with.
Yeah. That was like Holland, a Friday mess. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think like that is a similar process of where we're sitting there. We're like, okay, Chelsea are fucking sixes and sevens in defense, playing high and all over the place.
Yeah, you read that game perfectly, I think.
And Brentham is like kind of tough. And, you know, Liverpool played better and it was a lot easier. And that was actually kind of a mad game. But, you know,
it was
a
crazy game. I felt lucky to get those Mo points. I think people who are sitting there being like, oh, Mo, obvious cap, I got the points, are like kidding themselves.
Yeah, it did not play out that way at all. And you know, you got the brace, so you're obviously he's the best player, you know, one of the best players in the world, he's gonna get points. But you know, I mean, I still feel like that game could have been, you know, just 2-0, like, you know,
100%
Liverpool scored a couple, could have been a 1-1. I mean, the game was, it was crazy. So I mean, I still feel like that's the way, I don't know, like that's the way I just
just looking at,
versus,
you know,
just
like
looking at
the home away splits again, right? Like I'm looking at City are the best team in the world. I'm looking at Holland just like doing all the same shit. All their fucking XG and shots go to Holland. And I'm looking at a Liverpool team that's not gonna go there and think and be like scared. They're gonna try and go win the game. They're gonna try and attack.
So
they're gonna try and score
goals. I think they will try to win the game, but I think they will try to do it by just smash and grabbing something, not by asserting themselves and being open and leaving gaps. Like, I think it's going to be a lot more from both teams, very controlled.
I just don't know if they have that in them. Like, I don't know if they have that gear. Like, it just, they might just be a fucking 0 or 100 team, but I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, right now I have it on Holland. I don't own Bowen.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see the case made for Bowen. And I mean, people, we've always never really believed in the historical shit, right? But if you look at Mo's numbers against Man City, it's a fucking joke. And he has more returns against Man City than any other club ever that he's played against, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
that's nice.
I don't believe
also,
in that shit.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'm sure
it's
some
nice
people are going to be on Mo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's not going to be no one.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think for me, it would be Bowen 1, Holland 2, Mo 3 this week, probably.
I'm such a fucking pervert. I'm still like Son of Villa, dude. I mean, Son of Villa.
That's complete. He would be like 14th.
No, I still back Son this week. Yeah, I really do.
I don't.
Villa, man. All. I just think it is the freest fixture for Son. It's fucking tailor made for him. I just need someone to hit a long ball. Someone just hit a fucking long ball to him. He'll do the rest.
Who's going to do that? Royale? They don't have anyone that can do that.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Exactly. Udogs. Sar.
Nope. None of them can do it.
Poro. Then, Poro can.
Yeah, sure.
He can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Seen him do it 0 times before.
No, I've seen him do it multiple times this season.
Sure.
He can do it.
Sure.
Keeper's another thing. This is, I want to spend exactly 0 seconds on this, but we got a bunch of questions about it. You still have Areola. I mean, Harley Boy said, is it time to bail out on the Areola experiment? How much longer can we endure this in the name of having funds to spend elsewhere in your 11? Ben,
you got
which
2 points this week.
That's pretty good. It's double Johnstone. Ben said, which stupid keeper should I waste one of my 2 frees on? Joking, keeper seems to be a big issue for a lot of us. Is Johnstone the obvious pick, or Raya, or Flecken, or blah, 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 blah. Probably not Flecken, but could be.
It's definitely not Flecken. Dude, Flecken should get dropped any game. Literally any game he should
Mark
be dropped. Yeah. Areola, probably the worst keeper pick in the game.
He's so bad.
Who's worse? Who's worse?
Steele.
There.
But Odysseus is way better. Odysseus is way better.
The team that has 0 cleans versus the team that has 1.
Yeah, I mean,
the team that has 1 clean wins out.
Yeah, it's It's insane, man. I don't know what to say. They're so not Moisey, which I still can't really wrap my head around, but they're not organized. They can't defend. They also can't defend a lead, right? If there's one Moise thing, I'm like, okay, they take the lead. Two deep blocks, defended, counter with one striker. That's their thing. They can't do anything. They can't do any of those things.
Yep.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to make a move? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I last week I did my moves intending to not do something to goalkeeper to try and be like a good smart FPL manager.
Yeah.
Don't
you
use your transfer.
You made the good long term moves.
So I have, you know, no money in the bank to do anything there.
Perfect.
So if they're playing Burnley, they will definitely not keep a clean sheet. I would bet any amount of money that they will not keep a clean sheet at Burnley.
There's no way. There's no way.
And I hate myself every day that I see his name in my team and I want to get rid of him so badly. Basically what I'm looking at, I cannot have this fucking piece of shit in my team any longer either. So Ariel and Cash, I need to imminently discard of and deal with. Like I need to get them fucking off my team. Yes. So I don't know if I'm going to do that like now, or I'm going to try and save and do it next game week, or, you know, maybe I'll use Sun as a cash cow and do a triple move with two frees. I'm all kinds on that one, but
right.
Ariel is a horrendous pick. He is Dan Ward 2.0. There's no point in keeping him if you can possibly bear to use a transfer on the spot. If you have any free available move that you can use, you will get more points.
I don't feel strongly about anyone. I mean,
anyone but Steele.
Yeah, I feel like even Pickford's fine. Bob Sanchez is fine. Johnstone's fine. If you can go up to Allison, he's great. I even think Flecken's fine. Raya's good, except obviously he doesn't play this week. You know, any
Raya's actually kind of maybe not good. I was looking a little deeper there. I mean, a 2 or a 6 you don't want, I think.
But didn't he get some bones early on? Like right when he came in, he got like, oh shit, he's getting bones. Like
he had one game, the Everton game.
1-0, he got 2 bones.
But he hasn't been hitting the pass completion numbers really, other than that. Like, cause there's like a threshold where it escalates because of the numbers of them that you do. So like the other clean sheets that he's had, like the Bournemouth, his BPS was 26, which is like kind of high, you know,
sometimes you get unlucky to not get bones there, but they scored 4. So
yeah, but I don't know if it's that unlucky. I think 26, you're close to your other 1 or 2 other defenders, like to get bonus points with that number.
Yeah.
But then he only had 20 with City. Presumably he's clearing it a lot more. They're not passing out from the back as much as typical. So, you know, Sheffield United, he had 19, which is horrendous, but also probably because they didn't even get the fucking ball.
They didn't, the ball so never entered the half. Yeah,
it could be a little bit misleading where maybe that Everton game is like a more, they play someone who's not either like the actual worst team in the league or the actual best team in the league.
Yeah.
And they clean. So like if he's getting somewhere between 26 and 30, then maybe he's getting, but you know, I mean, because you look at, look at Allison, right? I mean, his bonus points are, you know, he had 32, he hit, you know, 26, 29, 29, 27. Like,
yeah,
he hits
so consistent,
like really high numbers consistently. So,
and part of that's because Liverpool concede a lot more shots. Like, some of those games he's making 1 save, but some of them he's 8 saves, 4 saves, 3 saves,
well,
3 saves,
no
7 saves,
there,
4 saves, 4 saves.
Yeah, but I mean, Raya does feel like the most obvious one to me.
I think Raya is still an amazing pick. Their long-term fixtures are just great. I mean, they have away Liverpool in 18. They have home Liverpool in 23. That's it for a really long time.
Yeah.
Where you're even like looking at, you know, a bad start or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I still think he'll get some bones. He will. He's not going to get none.
And, you know, maybe some of those games will. Yeah, he's cheap. He's 4-9. Maybe some of those games will sort of, you know, normalize around that.
Yeah.
Around the 26 to 28 mark. You know, every save is a couple, so maybe instead of getting one save, he gets two. I mean, that could be the difference. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, he
yeah.
could get some sevens and eights in those games as well. So yeah, Raya looks good. That would yeah. be who I talk about. You know, he can't play this week, but
yeah.
moving forward. Allison's still great. Great pick. He Always is the best been. Pick, for sure. Best goalie in the game is Allison.
Always has been.
I mean, money isn't like that hard to come by, so I like that.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Anything else, or should we jump to some questions?
Yeah, questions sounds good. Oh, actually, the city Chelsea game. I mean, we haven't even mentioned.
Mentioned that fucking insanity.
Yeah, but dude, Ruben Dias and Thiago Silva were just at the scene of every crime. Like they were trading blows.
Diaz was so bad.
It was the worst game he's ever played in his life. He was
best center every back in the
single,
world.
Every single goal he had horrendously fucked up in some capacity. Yeah, exactly. Every single yeah. goal they conceded. Thiago Silva, not far off. I think he was the at fault for three of the goals.
The replay of the Nico Jackson goal is worth watching if you haven't seen Diaz's action in that. But
yeah.
Gallagher's like getting ready to shoot. Diaz just vacates
himself from the play.
He just dives.
He eliminates. He just
slide tackles the literal air, trying to block a shot. It's no idea where the shot is going at all.
See,
he's
not
reacting. He's just guessing. And then Nico just creeps in and scores.
Yeah, I mean, if you're conceding to N.Jackson, you're bad defense. Gvardiol just eliminating himself from one of the goals. He's fucking had some moments.
Who had the least amount of fun that game? My vote is Pep Guardiola. I think Pep was just like, this isn't football. This is not the game that I love. This is fucking horrible.
Yeah. The post-game presser I actually watched. It was like a few minutes. They asked him a question about Palmer. And he was just like, good call. He just there. He's like, yes, good penalty.
You can't even get the words out of his fucking mouth.
It's just like he wants to fucking rip this guy's throat out.
Oh my god!
Yes, confident, good. So it's just like, oh my god!
Yeah, they're trying to get something out of him so badly, just won't give it to him. That was a their
defense.
Game.
I mean, that I think is something that to draw from slightly is. I mean, their defense is kind of problematic. I think. Yeah, I mean, it's. Maybe a little bit of a historical sensibility, but their injuries are an issue, I think. Like the missing Stones.
Stones is huge. Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, because Stones really does do 1.5 players worth of shit. And Ruben was kind of bad last year, and Pep seems to be trying to find any reason not to play him this year.
Yeah.
He's kind of been playing him in meaningless games generally, and he's sort of been not wanting to play him in the important games, I feel like.
He's kind of a donkey. Like, he's not...
he's slow now.
He's not really, like, a city player that you would think of. Like, he's not... he doesn't have the attribute... like, they would never buy him right now, right? No. Like, they would... would be like, oh, this is a really weird fit, really weird buy.
I mean, I don't remember who... one of the Anvil Rap shows I listened to... just said, like, the slide tackle, the penalty he conceded, was very Otamendi-esque. He is Otamendi. Like, he is just...
he's just turning Otamendi. Into a complete...
no,
donkey.
I mean, he is literally the same player. Like, he does the exact same thing. All he can do is kind of slide around with the defense, make the simple side pass, and that's it.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's it. And when he's
had some huge blocks, huge tackles in the way that those kind of defenders do. Yeah, like last ditch, he cuts it out, he makes the tackle, he makes the key header, whatever. But like, that's not what city defenders do.
Yeah.
Like city defenders like take down the ball in the air, control it, beat a man, pass through the midfield to Rodri or like something like that. You know, what a city defender does.
I feel like with him, because like the first two seasons he was there, he was great. You know, he was like best defender in the league maybe for a year. He got slow fast. And what do you do when you play with City? as a center back, you're playing a high line, you have to turn. He cannot do that anymore. You know, he just can't. He's just fucking slow as shit. And I think that that's like just a huge issue with him right now.
Yeah.
Akanji also is, you know, he's...
I like Akanji still.
Yeah, he's fine, but he's just fine.
Yeah,
if he's having to do more heavy lifting, he gets exposed.
The thing that's good about him is he's acceptable for Pep and City, and he's acceptable at literally four positions. Which is like insane. Like he can do a fine job at left back, right back, left center back, right center back. So he can kind of do anything and he's still good. But yeah, Diaz is just weird. I don't know what's going on with him. Yeah. Ake hurt. Stones hurt.
They're kind of a mess.
You know, like they're not, they still have that, you know, just dominance factor where they're just gonna run into some cleans. I mean, again, they're doing the same shit really as like last year of just like we go up 3-0 and then we concede a dumbass goal, you know, excluding the Chelsea game. But
right. But dude, they're gonna run into some cleans. They have four.
That's crazy. That's in crazy. 12. That's it's crazy.
Crazy, but it also that's to me that's eye test too. Like I'm like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You know, you're still looking at them, you extrapolate that out to they get 12. That's still good, but it's not what we're used to. I mean, we're used to like their worst case 12 is 18.
A joke. Yeah, 12 yeah, is but, a well, joke for them. Them
but it's, for them. It's still good, but it's yeah, it's for good. Them, right?
It's still like top five every season, but for them, it's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on the same number of cleans as Liverpool, Tottenham, and Man United.
And United. What? Fucking,
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised he's not using Rico Lewis more. I thought he would maybe unleash him a little bit more this season. Yeah, he's still really just not playing him. I don't really get that. I feel like they need just more like pressure release valves in there. I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
But usually when that happens, they just go to the transfer market, right?
Yeah, and buy someone for $80 million or whatever.
Probably will. They'll probably just buy some incredible center back that'll fit right in and that's it.
So, I mean, Gvardiol also, interestingly, I mean, he just doesn't play center back. Like, he just never plays center back.
I know.
He plays left back every game, and it's tough.
I had such a different opinion of what they were going to do with him and how he was going to fit in. He's just a left back.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing, like, left back, like, when they had Laporte. Left back.
Yeah.
He's doing, like, Laporte left back stuff, where it's just, like, doesn't feel great.
Yeah. It doesn't ever, seem, you know? Like, the best way to utilize the best tweener in the world. And he's not tweening at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know.
City's a
don't
little know. Bit. And they also just play a different four every game. It's every game is different.
Every game.
So that, you know, that's problematic to me.
And Ederson pulled out of Brazil with some sort of injury, so maybe it's Ortega
didn't
time.
Want to go. Yeah, just didn't want to go.
X50 said, what do you do when you're having a bad week after bad week to get yourself out of the death spiral? Is it a case of trusting the process, not panicking, or is it better to just hit yourself out of the mess you've gotten yourself into?
Hits, baby. More hits. Always hit.
If your process is a good process, I would say don't panic, trust the process. But some if processes your process is are taking fucking hits, bad.
Trust the process.
There you go.
If it's anything else, take hits.
There you go. Phoenix, cash replacements other than Saliba. There you go. That's your kind of question right there.
Literally.
Who are the defenses? No, but actually, like, I mean, 50 also asked who are the good budget defenders to tide us over for the next four. But let's just go longer term than that. Like, who are the defenses that are good targets right now? Because I think that is always like a shifting thing based on fixtures.
Yeah. So I still feel like the only trustworthy defenses are those four, Newcastle, Liverpool, City, and Arsenal. So, you know, I would definitely look there first. But, you know,
Arsenal for me especially. I think they're just easily the best defense in the league for me.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I agree with you on that for sure. And they are still priced to buy. I mean, so
that's why
5'4".
I hit in Ben White.
Yeah, hit in Ben White. He's 5'8". Saliba is 5'4". I mean, Gabriel low-key is actually the best one.
He is. He obviously he just is. It's just I couldn't deal with the potential frustration of him like not playing a banker, which they don't even clean in the end anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's Saliba, else, fucking great pick too. Don't go near Zinchenko or Tomiyasu. Give me a break.
I think it was ultimately just a lot of things leading, like the Sheffield United for him not to play with the Brazil stuff and like all of the pile yeah. up. It was just a one-off, and he's going to play as much as anyone else will play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Scott on the Fireside was like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but I think he said Gabriel will start 95% of the time.
Sure.
It's like, right, yeah, right, right. Okay, you know.
But I think you can still also now look a little bit more of, you know, who's attacking. I mean, you know, Bastard Man's back. He played a couple games. He's a pick.
I know. It's one day into international break, and I'm looking up Reece James's price like 2 hours ago before we started potting.
Yeah, it's Someone help me. 5-3, Newcastle, Brighton. You know, you could, well, home Brighton's actually not terrible, but, you know, then he has a really good run. You know, he's obviously not going to make it through the whole run, but he's fit until he's not. You know, 5-3. Dude, that's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fine.
When the clean sheet assuredness is this low, you know, if you could get someone across who's got...
league, yeah.
You know, no, Chelsea are not, you know, in the same breath, I think, of those other four teams and their defenses, but they're in the next below tier. Yeah, you know, Reece James.
Yeah, they don't have the cleans, but I actually, yeah, I think Chelsea is a legit, very good defense. I mean, they've been pretty consistent all year, good defensively. And yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, away Newcastle's bad. Home Brighton is not great for a clean. But they have a good run right there starting. Yeah, I mean, if Reece plays those games, he's a fucking incredible pick. That's a big TBD. But getting some Chelsea defender that's kind of cheap, like, are any of them cheap?
No, not really.
Of them are really cheap, but unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, for if you're looking cheap, it's hard, but you have to just find a fixture run. I mean, like,
I mean, if it's also just how they, you know, what weeks do you need the player to start?
Yeah.
You know, so you have to look at that even more. But I mean, mostly none of the defenses are really that good.
Yeah.
So you just have to try and pinpoint the home bankers and try and get lucky. I mean, to me, it's just like, I don't want any of those guys. Like, I want to vacate. You know, I just want to get out of here.
I think Brent Ham's a good rotational one. And they blank in 18, but, you know, they have some bankers coming up. They have home Luton, HFU, home Wolves at Palace, home NFO. Those are all very startable. If you're really cheap, you know, you're in the 4-5s or whatever. And Tsimikas is still going to start 2/3 of the games, I would say, something like that. So you could, but, you know, it's going to be frustrating to get one-pointers off the bench.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Brentford also, they have 3 cleans this year. It's like...
Yeah, but like that's pretty above average, I feel like this season.
You don't... I don't think you want to be starting any defender ever that is like a 1-4 clean sheet team. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I would put them over an Arsenal defender or Newcastle defender, but if you're in the 4-5s, there's just... Who are you getting? You know, like, who are you getting?
Gap.
He's 4'8", right?
No one. Take a hit.
Yeah, hits, there's no one. That's the problem. There's really no one. There's Tsimikas is the only one of any of those top 2 tiers of teams that might start the majority of the games. And that's a big might. We don't even fucking know. You know, with City coming up, like, I don't know. You know? And then it's a pileup, right? He's famously like not the fittest player in the world. Can he play fucking every 3 days? Like, no.
No. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Man United, like, I mean, they're...
Maguire.
I mean, they just had a couple of easy games, Luton, Fulham, Chef U, but they get a little bit tougher right now. I mean, they're basically just playing defense. They're not even playing football, so maybe you go...
I mean, they don't have a single point off of anyone remotely good.
They're so bad.
So... Going into them at Everton, at Newcastle, home Chelsea, no we'll fucking shot. Games. I mean, that is bad. That seems very bad.
What about Fulham?
Fuck Fulham. God.
Fuck Fulham, baby.
Jedi.
I mean, they own either concede 0. They concede 0 or 1.
I mean, Leno. They get Leno for the keeper question.
Leno. Leno.
Double-digit haul merchant. He gets fucking 5 to 10 saves a game.
Leno, dude, how he's another one that we like Yeah, we talked about honestly, him a little
Leno
bit last
year. Leno is not a bad pick right now. If you're making a keeper transfer.
No, he's not. I mean, he just gets at... He never gets less than 2 points.
Which is amazing for keepers.
Coming from someone who actively has Areola amazing. And gets 1 point every game is huge.
Dude, Leno, weirdest quirk of the fucking world. He has one game all season where he's made zero saves. At Man City.
Yeah, because he let them all in. Five shots, five goals.
He let up five.
didn't need any
he's
saves.
He's just like, I'm taking this one off. Forget about that. But
why,
yeah.
Why weren't we on Leno, really? Well, because John Stones.
Because Fulham suck. It's hard for me to back defenders or keepers when the defense sucks and the team sucks. But sometimes those are the highest scoring keepers. But fuck him. He's no John Stone. Let's go. John Stone, baby. Woo! SK, Kevin, Mike, is it Dom time? Their fixtures have been so bad.
You know who gets 1 point a lot? John Stone.
Yeah. He's a bit of a two or a sixer or a oneer.
He has five 1-pointers. He has more than Areola.
Yeah, but if you mix in 3 9-pointers,
it balances.
It works out.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, what was the question about the next guy?
About Dom. It's Lunks.
Yeah.
Is it time? And they've had such hard fixtures. They've had insane fixtures. And he still has points. So that's a really good omen. I mean, it's 6 goals, 1 assist. They still have no pens. But well, yeah, they do have a good run coming up.
I think more miraculous to me is that he's basically, fit? Except for a couple of, yeah, he's played 90. I mean, how the fuck is this like a new human? He's suddenly available every game, which is, and I mean, last year he played like low key pretty much the whole year, but he was...
There were many random weeks where he just wasn't in the squad.
He had a flag every week. It's every week was like, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Is he going to play? But, you know, he's still just fart and poo. You know, we've talked about it for years. He's all fart and no poo with him. He's the facilitator. I mean, you know, you're getting the guy. He's like Ivan Tony Light, and Ivan Tony is good because he's Ivan Tony.
But I think he's better this year. I think Dom's been more tip of the spear in the Areola setup, and he's getting a lot of shots. He's the goal scorer. I mean, Semenyo, I think, has been really good every game, and is like,
when he plays,
and he's kind of doing some of the more work stuff off the ball. And Dom, just like, I feel like every time I watch Bournemouth highlights or watch them live, like, he just gets in the middle of the box. He's getting the ball and scoring a goal or getting a chance. And
I haven't been
doing this well in their bad fixtures. I think there's a lot worse you can do. If people are like starting to move off of Ali or move off of, I don't even know what other forwards, in Ketia or something like that. Like, yeah, he's a shout.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still feel like he's doing a lot more link up-y stuff than striker stuff. And, you know, in terms of making, like, I think it's interesting where, you know, I think we both agree that his movement is great.
Yeah.
But it's not in like, an I'm going to score goals, my movement's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. And like, I'm going to drag defenders, my movement's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't see him take, like, his goals are generally like, how did he score that? Like, he doesn't get that many like real tap-ins. Like, he's like a back flick or back heel, some, like, he's like running away from the goal and he does some weird shit. It's like, whoa, went in. Like, cool. Nice job, Dom. Yeah. You know, but it's like, in terms of him just having a game where he shoots 6 times. It's like, I've never seen that ever before in my life. Maybe. You know, and I, you know, and it's, the fixture run is coming, is Sheffield, Villa at home, Palace, Man United. Well, that's not that good of an attacking fixture now, the way they're playing. Luton, NFO, Fulham. So, you know, is he going to score 0 goals in the next 8 games? No, but, you know, it's, he's just still looks too lightweight to me when I look at the landscape. Are you a 7 best attacker in the game? The answer is always going to be no.
Yeah, probably not. But so it's just tough. You need to make money. You need to move there. I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
a case to
be made. Why
would
you pick him over DCL? What's that case?
Because
there's
a case to be made that he's kind of having his breakout best year of his career right now.
Fine.
Like, his XG is higher than it's ever been. He's taking more shots than he ever has. And he's had the worst fixtures imaginable.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's the case. Is like, you know, he has had some like five shot games, four shot games. He just took four shots and scored two goals against Newcastle. You know, like that is not typical Dom. And maybe Areola is starting to get the best out of this team and the best out of him. That would be the case. I don't know if that's where I'm standing or where I'm like planting my flag, but that would be the case, I think.
Yeah. I am very skeptical here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just haven't seen, like, I mean, they have two wins in the last three, which is nice. They also hadn't won a game before. And, you know, they're both home games. Fixtures, one was against Burnley, which was also could have gone anywhere. I mean, it was a 2-1 win against Burnley at home. That was very nervy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Newcastle had their issues, and that was obviously a good win. They lost 6-1 to City in between the two. They couldn't beat Wolves at home before. They got destroyed at Goodison. You know, and this goes back to the beginning of the season where they've had tough fixtures. But I'm just like,
yeah, they're not a good team. But
But I see what you're saying. You know, you could see this as like we're betting on the come and they have these good fixtures. Like, but I'm just, I mean, I think, again, it's I think Everton, for example, is just a team that
they look
actually
great.
Has been putting good performances together for
good performances,
months.
Good numbers.
Yeah, good numbers. And like DCL is like, he's 5'8". Like, there's no world, I don't care that the fixtures are a little bit better for Bournemouth. There's no world where I'm picking Dom over DCL trying to make money on striker spot.
Really fair. Let's say you have someone like Evan Ferguson who's not in the squad and you can get one of these two guys. Who would ever hit in Evan fucking Ferguson?
He might be back, but if he is, you won't know.
I won't know. They got
Michael Henko is just also a striker now.
He's the best defender in the game. Defender? We should have mentioned him when we were asked about defenders. 4-4 and best pick in the game. Easy.
He should have had a brace.
That strike that was ended up being the assist was fucking absurd.
Good.
We've already done an hour. Jesus Christ. I thought this was gonna be a short one, but it never is. Just never is. Grand Burglar and Viking. If I can turn Sun into Mo, is that worth it?
Is this good?
But wait a week, right?
It depends. I mean, if you have two frees, then no.
That's, yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't wait. Fuck, wait a week. No, just do it now. I would do it now.
I would wait a week.
I would not wait a week.
Yeah, Jeff, if we tried to be clever and own Trent, is Trent to Tsimikas just correct at this point or an Arsenal defender? Yeah, I would rather get an Arsenal defender than Simi. I still think it was luck that he started and got a haul.
Yeah, I mean, Jomez not being available is a godsend there.
Jomez cannot. That team was so fucked. Yeah. And we had no idea, obviously. Klopp.
Also, I mean, this isn't the week with City, but Virgil, great pick.
Dude, great pick. I'm glad you brought that up. I have that written down somewhere. And he's going to start scoring some goals.
He's
going to
score a couple goals in the next couple months.
He's getting his head on everything, and he's playing so fucking well. Like, there's going to be, I mean, it's not a coincidence. He has 5 bonus points. He's just going to keep doing that. He's getting like all the clearances, all the passing, all the shit. Got goals in him. Yeah, good pick.
He looks great. I mean, he's 6'1", which is...
He looks back.
Yeah, which is expensive, but...
Very expensive, yeah.
Yeah, he looks really good.
Yeah, we can skip some of these questions, I think. Yeah, we'll skip some of these. I think some of these questions are more for Game Week 14 anyway, so let's...
All right, cool.
We've been doing it for a while.
Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah. We got a break here. Anus Labs, no Anus Labs, no new signups. Yikers, we're in the doldrums. Anything else you want to talk about? I think that's it, right?
Yeah, so I mean, Thanksgiving is our next scheduled day, but what do you want to do about that?
Thanksgiving? Oh.
Yeah. Because usually we do Thursday, right?
Right.
For my life, the week before.
Yeah, I'll probably do with fam. Well, I could still do night. Like our late night slot. Would that be bad for you?
Like this, like our normal 8 o'clock time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I'll probably eat early on Thanksgiving, like 3 or some shit.
I probably won't be able to do it until later than that, though. Maybe like 8:30 or something.
That's fine. Or we'll just do it Wednesday.
Maybe Wednesday's better.
Maybe Wednesday's better. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, dude. Any last words?
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, dude. Check us out. At FMLField.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLField. Supports Patreon.com/FMLField. Subscribe, rate, review, dude.
Sports Social Podcast Network.